Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Beis, and we are seven lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots b'moitzoi yontev v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema. For Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Rus, Yehuda Leib ben Basha, and Tamar bas Chasida Fruma Rivka. Today's daf's also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Freida bas Rab Shimon, and Le'ilui Nishmas Shloima ben Rab Avram Isaac. So we are continuing to discuss the Mishnayos and Gemara that talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Mishnah began with the heading, Misha Loira Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Loira Simcha B'yav. And then the Mishnah went on to describe the Lashon Kitzara, what took place during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. One of the things that the Mishnah said was, U'misaknin sham tikun gadol. There was a tikun gadol that was made during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Gemara begins with the obvious question, and that is, my tikun gadol. The Mishnah didn't explain what this even was. Amar Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Lazar said, Ka'isa Sheshoninu. We could explain it with the following Mishnah. A Mishnah in Meseches Midos, Chalaka Ha'isa Barishayna. In the olden days, the walls of the Azara were smooth, meaning there was nothing protruding from the walls of the Azara. The Hikifua Gizustera. However, at some point, the architecture changed, and the Kohanim had bolts that were sticking out of the walls, and on top of those bolts, they built a platform, and that served as a balcony for people to be able to stand on top and to look in to see what's going on in the Azara. V'hiskinu, and they made a takana, shiyu nashim yoishvois milmala, that during certain times when the Azara is going to be used, the women should be standing milmala on the balcony, and the men are going to be on the bottom. Regardless, says the Gemara, you want to know what the tikkun gadol was? It was the fact that they created this balcony. So there wasn't always a balcony. At some point, they made a balcony. That's the tikkun gadol, and this is something that was referenced already in a Mishnah in Meseches Midos, where the Mishnah talks about a before and after. Barishayna, they didn't do it, and then later they did do it. But it seems like they would put this balcony in place at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but only after, before not. So what's this before and after? Why did they make this balcony? What's the makor to doing something like this? So the Gemara is going to continue. Tanu Rabban, Barishayna, Hayunashim Mibifnev, Anashim Bechutz. It used to be that when the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was taking place, the men were there and the women were there. But the women would be Bifnim, inside the Azara, the Ezras Nashim. That's where this all happened, like the Mishnah said. Anashim Bechutz. And the men were standing outside. So, ironically, the women were inside in the Ezras Nashim. The men were in the remaining part of the Harabayas. V'hayubam lidei kal, but it would come Lidei Kalas Rosh. Rashi says, because sometimes the men would go into the Ezras Nashim, and as a result, there were men and women together, it would create Kalas Rosh. So they made a takana, the women should be on the outside, and the men should be inside. But it still brought Lidei Kalas Rosh. So they made a takana, instead of having the men and the women on the same plain, so the women were now on top, the men were on bottom, and that created an adequate separation between the men and the women, and that already prevented anything from coming as far as Kalas Rosh goes. Now, this Gemara right here, we're not going to go into this today, hopefully in the next day or two we'll revisit this, but this very, very short Gemara that we just learned with the little bit of Rishonim that we have on this Gemara is the Makar to what a halachically okay mechitza is. Kiyodua, it was a major, major machloikis between Rav Moshe Feinstein and between the Satmar Rav, and it really all centers around these few lines of Gemara that we just learned right now, but Be'ezus Hashem for another day. Says the Gemara, Heichi Avid Hachi. How are they allowed to do this? Meaning, it sounds like the original Beis HaMikdash didn't have a balcony. The original Beis HaMikdash was smooth, there was no gezustera. This was something that developed with time. So the Gemara says, how are they allowed to do this? Because if the Pasuk says, Akol B'Ksav Me'yad Hashem, Alai Hiskel. This is a very important Pasuk, tucked away in Divrei Hayamim Aleph when you learn Kachem. The point of the pasuk is Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel. Every detail, every square foot of the Beis Hamikdash was done with a cheshbin. It was done al pi nevuah. The navi was God Hachoyza Nasan Hanavi, Nevi'im that we sometimes forget about. But they were the Nevi'im that were the architects of the first Beis Hamikdash. It was transmitted. The Nevuah was through David HaMelech, who really was the architect of the Beis HaMikdash, and ultimately it was built by David HaMelech's son Shlomo. But the Pasuk says, HaKol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel. It had to be Alpi Nevuah. So if it had to be Alpi Nevuah, so what was this Achroina, this later Tkufa, where people felt that let's start building and adding to the Beis HaMikdash? You can't just add to the Beis HaMikdash. Did it come from God HaChoyza? Did it come from Nasan HaNavi? You don't just have a right to do this. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, so Rav said, Kra Ashkechu V'Darsh. Now the reason they were able to do it is because they actually based it on a drasha, meaning they felt that there was a makar in Tanakh to be able to do this. So what's this pasuk? A pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Beis. That's going to be the topic of this next little part of the daf. Softaritz mishpachos mishpachos levad. The pasuk describes a hesped v'softaritz, and there's going to be families by themselves. Mishpachas beis David levad, uneshayim levad. Their wives are going to be separate. Mishpachas beis Nasan levad. The family of beis Nasan is going to be alone. Uneshayim levad, and their wives are going to be alone. So this is a nevuah in Zechariah that talks about the end of days, and it describes a hesped that's going to take place, and it says all the families of the Jews are going to be there. Mishpachas beis David levad, mishpachas beis Nasan levad. But one of the things that it says is mishpachas beis David levad uneshayim levad. Mishpachas beis Nasan levad uneshayim levad. It sounds like the men and the women are going to be separate. So Rav said that the Chachamim that felt that let's make a mechitza, quote unquote, in the Beis HaMikdash for the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they darshan this passing and they made a kalvachemer. They said, Valoy dvorim kalvachemer, mad lasad lavoy, shasukim behesped, madach lasad lavoy, this event that's being described by the Navi Zechariah. What's happening? It's a lavaya. There's a hesped taking place. Ve'en yetzahara shaylet ben. There's no yetzahara. Because this is going to be the end of days where there won't be a yetzahara anymore. Amra Torah, nashim levad, v'nashim levad. And still the Torah says, make sure there's a separation, there's a mechitza between the men and the women. Achshav nowadays, right now, Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, where we're dealing with Simcha, and Simcha could bring the Dekalas Rosh, the Yetzahara Shoylet Behem, and we have a Yetzahara. Halachas Kama V'Kama, certainly we would have to make a Mechitza. So it's true, there was no Navi specifically that came and said that this is what you should do. But at the same time, based on a Drosha, Kal V'Chaymer from a Pasuk in Nach, Yud Gemul Midrash HaTayr Nidrashes Behem, they understood that this was the right thing to do, and as a result, it's not a violation of the principle of HaKol B'Ksav B'Yad Hashem Olai Hiskel. So we just mentioned this hesped that's going to take place in the end of days. Zechariah Perek Yud Beis. We're mentioning it to explain the line in the Mishnah that says that they were Mesakin Tikkun Gadol. So the Gemara is now going to digress now. It's going to digress from its digression. The rest of the daf is going to be some classic Divrei Agada. Nothing to do with the sugi that we're learning. Nothing to do with Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But beginning with this pasuk in Zechariah that describes a hesped that's going to take place in the end of day, says the Gemara. And this next Gemara we're about to learn is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Ha hespedo maya v'detet. So this hesped that the Novi Zechariah is describing, who died, who are we being maspid? Pligi barab dois v'rabban was machloikis. Chadam one said al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerik. This was a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. Chadam the other one said al Yetzahara Shenerik. It's a hesped on the Yetzahara. Bishlam il mandam al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerik. So the Gemara says, Bishlam according to mandam that says it was Mashiach ben Yosef. I understand the pasuk. The pasuk that says also in Zechariah Perek Yud Beis, the Shafachti al Beis David val Yoishev Yerushalayim Ruachem v'Sachanunim v'Hibito Eli. They're going to look at me. Isashe Dakaru, and they're going to see who was Dakaru, who was stabbed. V'Softu Olav, and they're going to mourn him. K'Mispeit al Hayochid, like somebody mourns an only child. V'Homer Olav K'Homer al Abachar. So the pasuk describes a tremendous amount of pain and crying. It's going to be v'softu olav, k'mispeit al hayachid. So the Gemara says, Bishloim, according to the man Naman that says that this was a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef, I understand this pasuk. V'softu olav, k'mispeit al hayachid. Elo le man Naman al Yetzahara shenerag. But according to the man Naman that says that this is going to be a hesped on the Yetzahara that's going to be killed in the end of days, hay hespedem b'olam evad? Is there going to be a hesped? Simcha b'olam evad. It should be a simcha. Is that my bachu? Why are they going to cry? So the Gemara says, k'didarish Rabbi Yehuda. Pshat is like Rabbi Yehuda said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzirah v'shoichta b'fnei HaTzadik b'fnei HaRisham, and he's going to shech the Yetzirah in the presence of the Tzadikim and in the presence of the Risham. Tzadikim nidma lehem kahar gevoya. The Tzadikim, when they're going to see the Yetzirah, they're going to see a har gevoya. They're going to see a grosse barg, a big mountain. Risham nidma lehem kachot hasayra. When the Risham see the Yetzirah, they're going to see it as this tiny little hair. Halalu boichem v'halalu boichem. And Rabbi Yehuda continued, he said, everyone's going to be crying. Tzadikim boichem, tzadikim are going to cry v'omrim, and they're going to say, heich yachonu lichvash har gevoya kazeh. They're going to be so overwhelmed with emotion. They're going to say, how in the world did we do this? How did we climb this mountain? How were we able to reach the top and overcome this incredible, overwhelming Yetzirah that we had? Risham by Chavayman. Risham are also going to cry. And they're going to say, Heich lo yochalnu lichvash es chut asayra. They're going to say, chut asayra. And they're going to say, we gave up everything for this? For a chut asayra, says the Gemara, v'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu tameya imohem. When the tzaddikim are going to be crying and they're going to be overwhelmed with this hergish of how are we able to scale this mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to be in that same state of bewilderment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem tzevakos, ki yipole be'enei she'eris o'mazeh bayomim ahem, gam be'enei yipole no'm Hashem tzevakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be a pella. How would the tzaddikim able to overcome the Yetzirah? Yetzirah is not an easy opponent. And the tzaddikim, lost love it, when they're going to see that the Yetzirah is slaughtered, and they're going to be able to see the kishkes of the Yetzirah, and they're going to realize how hard it was, they're going to look back at their life, and they're not going to believe it. Like, how did we overcome this Yetzirah? Like, how did we get to this point? V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzirah, who gave us free will, who gives us the ability to overcome the Yetzirah, but on some level, it's a fascinating Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tamei Imam, he's going to be in that same state, he's going to say, listen, I know I put the people in this situation, and I understand I gave everyone the ability to overcome it, but I don't know if I was expecting this outcome. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tamei Imam, ki yipole be'enai, gam be'enai yipole, a double lashon of Pella, the pasuk says, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be overwhelmed. But either way, says the Gemara, you want to know, according to the Manamah that says that this hesped, that Yitzchari Perik Yubez is describing, is a hesped on the Yetzirah. So what was the kasha? Halalu boichem, v'halalu boichem. Why are people crying? Kim mispeid al hayochid. The Gemara says, you want to know why there's so much crying going on? The Risham are crying because they realize now how they gave up everything for a chut asayra. And the tzaddikim are going to be crying because they're going to have this overwhelming hergish of heich yochoynu lishchbosh har gavoya kaza. But the Marsha in Chedushei Agadas, he asks the obvious question. The pasuk says that the crying that's going to take place is going to be v'softu olav kemispeid al hayochid. It's going to be the hesped, the bechia that one has if Rachmana Litzlan, he loses an only child. And the Gemara says, I understand that if the hesped and the crying is for Mashiach ben Yosef. But if the hesped and the crying is for the Yetzirah, why these tears? First of all, I'll explain it to you. The Risham are crying, kemispeid al hayachid, because they're going to realize that they gave up everything for Ochot Asayir. And the Tzadikim are going to be crying, kemispeid al hayachid, because heich yachonu lichbosh har gavoya kazeh. So Frank the Marsha, bishloim of the Risham, I understand. That's kemispeid al hayachid. They're going to realize what they lost. They lost everything. Their whole life was lost. And that's why they're going to be crying. But why the Tzadikim crying, kemispeid al hayachid? At the end of the day, they're going to get everything they wanted. They're going to be overwhelmed. Maybe tears of joy. But it's not mashman that way from the pasuk, says the Marsha. The pasuk says that they're going to cry, kim mispeid al hayochid, v'homer olav, k'homer al habachar. As I freak the Marsha. So the Marsha says that when the tzaddikim are going to realize, l'asalavai, how much schar they're going to get for overcoming the Yetzahara, they're going to cry, kim mispeid al hayochid, over the fact that they don't have the Yetzahara anymore. He says, today we look at our Yetzirah and we feel that it just gets in our way, and it's halavai we didn't have to deal with it, and we're able to do what we really, really wanted to do. But the truth is that the only reason we're going to get schar for doing what we do is because we have this Yetzirah and because we overcome the Yetzirah. And when the tzaddikim are going to realize how much opportunity they had as long as they had the Yetzirah, now when the Yetzirah is taken away from them, they're going to cry, kemispeid al hayochid. As I state in the Marsha, in the Chedushei Agadas, and he says that Pasuk says, "Vayara lekim es kol asha asa v'hinei toiv ma'oid." And the Bereshis Rabbah says, "What is toiv ma'oid? Toiv, toiv, toiv ma'oid? Zeh ha'yetzahara. because the Eitz Hara is Toiv Letzadikim. Shal Yedei Sheyenatzchu Oysoi Yisku Lo'olam Haba. Al Zkein Mitztarim Baharigosoi Ubebituloi Shelo Yuchlu Oy Liskois Al Yodav. V'hashto Nicha Hayes Beido. Marshall says a little bit more. Ayin Shomitz, he do with the Vilna Gaon when he was lying on his deathbed, he picked up his tzitzis and he said that as long as a person's alive, just by wearing a pair of tzitzis, you could be Mekayim so many mitzvahs. And it was a hergish of hesped. That's this point. That's kemispeid al hayachid. We'll get back to all this. The Yetzirah initially is when it comes to a person the first time, so it's not so hard to overcome. It's kechut shal buchi. It's like a thin string. But then eventually, if a person lets the Yetzirah in, so it becomes more and more powerful. And doime ka'avoysois ho'agola. It becomes like the string that attaches the para, the cow, to the plow. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hoy moishchei ha'avon bechavle hashav v'cha'avoyis ha'agolachatos. It starts off chavle hashav, and then eventually it comes ka'avoyis ha'agolachatos. Tanu rabban, Mashiach ben David, asa ligalos b'meir b'yamin, Mashiach ben David, that's going to come. Then here b'yamin, oimelei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, shal mimeni davavet l'lecha, ask of me of something, and I'm going to give it to you. Shenemar, where do you find this exchange? Where do you find Hashem is telling Mashiach, Mashiach, I grant you the ability to make a request, whatever it is, I'm going to give it to you. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Beis. Asapra el choik. Hashem amar elai, b'ni ato, ani ayoyim yelid eticho, sha'al mimeno, ve'etno, goyim nachlosecho, v'achazuzos cha'av seyorts. Now, who's talking in this pasuk? This is David HaMelech talking. Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. But this pasuk is understood as sha'al mimeni ve'etno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talking to Mashiach, and he tells Mashiach ben David, ask something of me, and I'm going to give it to you. So says the Gemara, what's Mashiach going to ask? V'kivin shiro Mashiach ben Yosef sh'nerek, when Mashiach ben David is going to see that Mashiach ben Yosef was killed, Oimer b'fonav, he's going to say, Rebbeinu shel olam, einem mevakesh mimcha el chayim. All I want is to be alive. Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, Chayim, you're asking for life, you have life already. Because actually, Amarta, before you ask this question, Kvar hisnabe olecha David avicha, David HaMelech already said nevuah, Shenema, the pasuk says, Chayim shalom mimcha nasatoloi, David already, your Zayda already asked for Chayim, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to get Chayim. And just the reason we just mentioned this Gemara, so the Gemara said on the top, the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. So when Mashiach ben David is going to see the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to kill, he's going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me that I have one request, I've been saving it, I wasn't sure what I wanted to ask for, now I know what I want. I just don't want to be killed like Mashiach ben Yosef. All I want is Chaim. David is just going to tell him, Chaim, you have Chaim already. So one thing we see clearly from this Gemara is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. We'll see more about this in the raid. Zok de Gemara, Doresh Rabba Vira, another classic. V'itema, Reb Shua ben Levi, some say Reb Shua ben Levi said, Shiva Shemes Yeshua li Yetzahar. Yetzahara has seven names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Yetzahara Ra, bad. Simple. Shenemar ki Yetzaleva Adam, Ra min Uruf. It's the Yetzahara. Moshe Korei Aril. Moshe Rabbeinu referred to the Yetzirah as Oral. That's the opposite of being circumcised. Shenemar, Umaltem es Orlas Levavchem. The Yetzirah is referred to as the Orlas Halev, a Timtum Malev. David Kari Tome. David referred to the Yetzirah as Tome. Shenemar Lev Tahar Beroli Elikim. David HaMelech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lev Tahar Beroli. I want a Lev Tahar. Mechlal Dikatome. So you see, you could have a Lev Tahar and a Lev Tome. The Lev Tome is the Yetzirah. Shloime Kari Soine. Shloime HaMelech referred to the Yetzirah as the Soine. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Imro'ev Soinacho Hachileu Lochem. Ve'im Tzome Hashkeyu Mayim. If the soine is hungry, give him bread. And if he's thirsty, give him water. Ki gecholim ato choysa roishoy v'Hashem yishalom lach. So the soine in this pasuk is referring to the Yetzar. If the Yetzar is hungry, give him bread. It sounds almost like if the Yetzar wants something, just give him what he wants. So Rashi says the lechem is Torah. And when it says v'mtzomei hashkeu mayim, mayim is Torah, because barasi Yetzar, barasi Torah tavon. We'll see more about that in the course of the daf, that the way to overcome the Yetzar is through limud haTorah. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. Imro, if soinacho, if the soine, the Yetzar is hungry, give him bread. Torah. If the Yetzirah is thirsty, give him to drink. Give him Torah. But the point is, you see that Shlomo HaMelech referred to the Yetzirah as a soine. So that's another one of the names for the Yetzirah. Now, the end of this pasuk is Vashem Yishalem Loch. Pasuk Vashem Yishalem Loch means Hashem is going to pay you. But the Gemara says, Al Tikri Yishalem Loch, Elo Yashlimenu Loch. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point is going to make it that you can be at peace with the Yetzirah. Meaning, if a person works on overcoming his Yetzirah, through Limud HaTorah, at some point he could become at peace with the Yetzer. Yishayu Kari Michshol. Yishayu referred to the Yetzer as a Michshol, as a stumbling block. Shenema Soilu Soilu Panu Derech Harimu Michshol Miderech Ami. And he was referring to the Yetzer, right? Remove the Michshol of Derech Ami. On the road of my nation, there's a Michshol. That's the Yetzer. So you see, he referred to him as a Michshol. Yecheskel Kari Evan. Yecheskel referred to the Yetzer as an Evan. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'nasati Lochem Lev Chadosh, V'ruach Chadosh Etein Bekirbechem. Here's the punchline. V'hasiroisies Lev Ha'Evan Mipsarchem. The Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to remove the Lev Ha'Evan Mipsarchem, V'nasati Lochem Lev Basar, and I'm going to exchange it with a Lev Basar. But you see that it was stone. And then finally, Yoyel Karet Tzafoini. Yoyel referred to it as Tzafoini. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'es HaTzafoini Archek Me'alechem. So what does Tzafoini mean? So Rashi says, Kedem Afarish, the Gemara is going to explain, Shetzofun B'libo Yishal Adam. The Yitzhar is hidden inside the lave of a person, and that's why Yoyo referred to it as a Tzafoini. But the point is, the Yitzhar has seven names, and each one of these names, it represents, it symbolizes something about the Yitzhar. Tanu Rabbanan. So the last pasuk we mentioned was, V'asat Tzafoini Archek Me'alechem. Tzafoini is a pasuk in Yoyel. Yoyel the Navi referred to the Yetzer as the Tzafoini. So we elaborate a little bit. Zokti Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Vesat Tzafoini Archik Me'aleichem Ze Yetzer Shetzofen Va'oymed Belibo Shel Adam. It's referring to the Yetzer, like Rashi just spoke out. That's Tzafon. It's hidden inside the lave of a person. The pasuk says that Esat Tzafoini Archik Me'aleichem. That was the beginning of the pasuk. Now we're going to darshan the rest of the pasuk. V'hidachnem El Eretz Tzio. I'm going to throw him away to an Eretzia, to a Midbar, Ushemama, Esponov El Hayom HaKadmoini, V'soifei El Hayam HaAchroim, V'olav Voshoi, V'sal Tzachnosoi, Ki Higdolasis. So the Pasuk we know was talking about the Yetzer, V'sat Tzafoni Archik Me'alechem. Then the Pasuk talks about how it's going to be cast away, and it's going to end up in a place where it's going to be by itself, it's going to be isolated, and it's going to be punished. Its smell is going to start happening, etc., etc. So the Gemara darshins this pasuk. He dachte v'leir tziyav v'shmam b'lam b'kham shem d'yadam etzuyin l'skarisbam. The Yetzirah's punishment is going to be, he's going to end up being in a place where he has no one to chap with. The Yetzirah earns a living by chapping people, but he's going to end up being put in a place where he can't do it. As panav v'layom ha-kadmoyni, sh'nasa meinav v'mikdash rishin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be upset at the Yetzirah because he caused churban by his rishin. That's the yama kadmoyni. It's the first base hamikdash. V'chrivoy v'harik tamid ha-chachamim shabay. And didn't just cause churban base hamikdash, but it caused the death of all the Talmidim of Talmid Chachamim of that time. That's referring to Shnasayin Mikdash Sheni. That the Yetzer caused Chorban by Sheni. Vechrivoy v'harik Talmid Chachamim shabay. All Talmid Chachamim of that generation died. V'olav Vashay v'tal Tzichnasay Shemeniach Umaysa Oilam U'miskar b'Seineim Shal Yisrael. And the reason, again, that the Yetzer is being punished the way it is because he left the Umay Sa'ilam, and it said he was chaplaining with Sayyidim Shal Yisrael with the Yidin. Kihig the Lassois. What does that mean? Kihig the Lassois. Amr Abaya. Sabaya famously said, Ubitamide Chachomim Yoisamikulam. The Yetzer chaplains with the Yidin. He doesn't chaplain with the Umay Sa'ilam. And with the Talmidei Chachomim, he chaplains the most. Talmidei Chachamim Yoisa Mikulam. The Gemara says, Ki Hoda Abaya. There was a story where Abaya Shami Lahu Gavra, the Kamali Hitsa, Abaya overheard a conversation. A man goes over to a woman and says, Naktim Venezel Orcha. They were both heading in a certain direction. Oh, we're going in the same way. Why don't we just go together? Amar Sabayo said, Ezel Afreshinu Meisura. I better follow them because they're going to be in a state of yichud, this man and this woman, and it may likely lead to an avera. So Ozal Basra, Sabayo figured he'll follow them. He's going to be a shomer. So he went behind them, plus a parsi ba'agma, three parsois in a swamp. You have a parsha me'adadi, when they were ready to part ways, meaning they reached the fork in the road where they're going to go in opposite directions, Shaminu de Ka'amri, he overheard that they told each other, Urchin Rechika, you know, we have a long way to travel, Vitzavsem Besima, and you know, it was very good company traveling together, but at the same time, you know, I have to go my way, you have to go your way, and they both went their own ways. Amr Abaya. So Abaya was absolutely blown away. He couldn't believe that this man and woman were together in a state of yichud for such a long time, and at the same time, they were able to refrain from doing an aveira. So this is what he said. Iman desani li hava? If this was me, he said, the person that I hate, but this is a euphemism. He meant, if it was me, having matzi luk menafsha, I would not have been able to overcome my Yetzer Hara. So the Gemara says, Ozal tola nafsha bibur dadasha. He went and he was leaning against the door, umitztar, and he was in a state of tzar, because Abaye felt that, I understand, I know I couldn't have overcome this Yetzirah, and this person, this Pashat Yid, was able to overcome the Yetzirah. He was very taken aback, umitztar, he was in a state of pain. Asahu sabu, so Abaye was zoicha to hahu sabu, yoan ovi yoatishbi, tonale, and he told him, Abaye, you don't have to be bitzar. This doesn't mean that because you're in this state, that there's something less adequate about you, but rather it's the opposite. Because kol ha-godol mechaveiro yitzro godol emenu, and because you're godol mechaveiro, so it's for that reason yitzro godol emenu, and that's why you felt that you would have had a bigger yetzirah than this person had, and this is not something that you should feel any sadness about. So just one ha'ara before we turn the page is, first of all, the Gemara says kol ha-godol mechaveiro yitzro godol emenu, but what the Gemara had said was that ubetamidei chachamim yosem mikulam. What does gadol mean? The bigger tzaddik, the bigger bal chesed. The lashon of the Gemara is ubetamidei chachamim yosem mikulam. It sounds like gadol, the emphasis is on talmidei chachamim. A talmud chacham has a bigger yetzahara than an ordinary person does. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that that's why we know that Sarei Shalesev started up with Yaakov Avinu. There was no fight between Avram Avinu and any of the Malachim. There was no fight between Yitzchak. The fight was with Yaakov Avinu. And Rabbi Chanan brings from the Chafetz Chaim that said that the reason it happened with Yaakov and now with Avram and Yitzchak is because Yaakov Avinu was the Amud of Torah. Yaakov was an Ishtam Yoshev Aholim 14 years in Beis Shem Ve'ever. Avram represented the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchak the Midah of Avoida, and Yaakov Avinu the Midah of Torah. And he said that the Yetzirah chepes more with Torah than he does with Chesed and more than he does with Avoida. And that's this Lashon HaGemara. But specifically, the second aura is that the Gemara mentioned this brace of the Shiva Shemus Yeshal Yetzahara. The Yetzahara has seven names, and one of the names is Tzafoini. It's a pasuk in Yoel. Vesat Tzafoini Archek Me'alechem. And what does it mean, Tzafoini? Shetzafun Va'oimed Beliboy Shaladam. So I saw Dov Nifla in the Meroime Sada. That's the Netziv's Pirish on Shas. Right here on the Gemara. So he says, what does it mean that the Yetzahara is Tzafoini? He says, what it means is that sometimes the Yetzirah, he disguises himself. He dresses up like somebody else. He doesn't allow you to know and realize that he's the Yetzirah. He figures that if he knows he's the Yetzirah, so you're going to run for your life. But sometimes he puts on this disguise, and as a result, he's tzafun. He's hidden, and you don't realize who he is. So says the Netziv, when the Yetzirah really wants to get a person, he really, really wants to hide, and he doesn't want you to chap who he is. Who's he dress up like? This is Dinitziv talking. He says he dresses up like the Yetzer Tov. He says that's his best disguise that he has. He dresses up like the Yetzer Tov and he tells you to do something because he tells you it's a mitzvah. But he says in reality, this mitzvah that he's verkaufing you is nishkan mitzvah. It's really an avera. And that's the tiefkeit, pun intended, in Tzafoini, where the Yetzer Hara has the ability to sometimes dress up like a Yetzer Tov, verkauf you that something is the biggest mitzvah in the world. You do it with a L'shem Yichud and a Hineni Muchanam Zuman, because in your mind, mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon, I'm doing the biggest mitzvah I could possibly do. And the truth is, it was all the Yetzer Hara. It was the Yetzer Hara that was the Tzafoini. And then he says, I'll give you an example. A Dover Nifla, the Netziv talking. He says, V'chein hoye b'bayasheni. He says, this is what happened during Bayasheni. Shehirbu shvichas damim. There was a lot of shvichas damim during Bayasheni. Even though the Gemara says the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilo Rai, shvichas damim, and the second Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinam, but Kiyah Duah, the Chafetz Chaim writes about this already. There was shvichas damim during Bayasheni as well. So we know there was a lot of shvichas damim. You read Yosefu and you see it. But there was a lot of shvichas damim during Bayasheni. But says the Netziv, Hakol Hashem mitzvah. It was done l'shem mitzvah. People were killing other people, but it was a mitzvah. Why? Shayu choshvin de ployni hu tzedoiki va'apikoyres shemitzvah lahayred. Because talachis is a mitzvah, meiridin v'loy mailin when it comes to tzedukim and apikarsim. And there were a lot of tzedukim in this tkufa of Soif Bayasheni. And the Netziv says there were yidin being choshed other people at tzedukim, they would kill them. And he said, this was Maisa Yetzer. It was the Shvichas Domin that played a role in Churban Bayasheni. And he says, any person that killed somebody else, he wasn't killing him because of kinna. He was killing him ostensibly because there's a din. You have to. Meiridin. V'loy Mailin. But says the Netziv, this was all Maisa Yetzer. And this was included in the Yetzer Hara of Tzafoni. This is a very big chiddush that the Netziv says, tucked away right here on this Gemara. In Masech Tesukah Daf Nun Beis Amud Alf. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Yishalad Meskabar L'chol Yoyim. The Yetzer Hara is very aggressive. He says, every day he gets stronger and stronger. Shenemar Rakra Kol Hayoyim. Rashi, Kol Hayoyim Ra'asoy Mitoisefes. Every single day it gets more intense. Amr Shim Ben Lok, Jitzchad Maskabal Mikhoy Yoim Vakshlami. So every day the Yetzer gets stronger and he wants to kill a person. Shanema. Tsnoifer Rosha Litzadik, Umevakesh Lahamisa. Vil Molya Kodesh Baruch Husha Izal. We're not for the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps a person in the Yachaloy, he wouldn't be able to overcome his Yetzer. Shanema Shem Liyazvenu Biyadav Liyar Shenu Bishafta. Shem doesn't forsake a person, but the only way a person can overcome the Yetzer really is if a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates him. Tanet Vei Rabbi Shmuel. Pogab Chamanu Vilzeh. If a person bumps into the Yetzer, Mashchel Beis Medrash, he should slap him into the Beis Medrash. Evanhu, if the Yetzer is a stone, Nimayach, he'll melt like a stone. In Barzelhu, if he's metal, Mispoitzetz, then he'll explode. In Evanhu, Nimayach, how do you know that? Because you see, Torah has the Koyach of water. It has the ability to cause something to soften. Uksiv, Avonim, Shachaku, Mayim. Another pasuk in Barzel, whom his spite says, if he's metal, he's going to explode. So on the one hand, Torah is water. On the other hand, Torah is a hammer. Torah is whatever it needs to be. But whatever the person's Yetzirah is, if the person's Yetzirah is Evan, if it's Barzel, different people have different types and different flavors of Yetzirah. But at the end of the day, the Torah is the antidote to all the Yetzirah. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's Evan, it's fine. If it's Barzel, it's fine. The Torah has the ability to overcome. That's this idea of Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It's Yedua. The Welt asks Akasha, in Paga B'chama Nuvelzeh, what should you do? Mashchel Beis Medrash. The Yetzahara has got the better of the person. The last place he wants you to go is to the Beis Medrash. Right? Person has the Yetzahara. He's in his clutches right now. So what should you do? Tell him. Let's learn for a Seder. I mean, the Yetzahara is Gufa. He doesn't want you to learn for a Seder. So what do you mean by Shechel Beis Medrash? Wouldn't you think that's the first line of defense of the Yetzirah? So I think this Vard is said over from the Baal Milas HaTorah, the Achi Agra, maybe not, but the Welt says a Vard that what you should tell the Yetzirah is a person can do Averis in Beis Medrash and a person can do Averis outside Beis Medrash. Outside Beis Medrash, the Averis are Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raish, Vichatz Damim. These are outside Beis Medrash the Averis. Inside Beis Medrash, a person can also do Averis. Sometimes a person doesn't have good midas. There's different things that a person can do. Bittul Torah, inside Beis Medrash, and Paga B'chama Nuvul Zem Moishcheu the Beis Medrash. Tell him, let's go to Beis Medrash, negotiate a deal. You want me to do Averis, that's fine. But let's do Beis Medrash Diga Averis. At the end of the day, if you're in Beis Medrash, you're protected, you're behind the shtender, you're sitting in front of a Gemara, you have the Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah, Tavlin. Avad, you're not telling him, let me go learn 9 hours of Ritzufis. That's the Yetzirah is not going to let you do that. But Moishcheu the Beis Medrash, that's what it says. Just bring him into Beis Medrash. Doesn't even say open a Gemara. The Yetzirah is Mesis, a person in this world. Right, in this world, he's your best friend. He comes, he tells you, do this Avera, don't do that Avera. Don't have a guilty conscience. Don't worry about this, don't worry about that. But then the same exact Yetzirah is made all of Loilam Haba. Loilam Haba is going to come and testify against you. He's your friend now, but he's going to turn on you at some point. Shenemar, how do you know this? So it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Mefanik minoyar avdoi v'acharisoi Yeah, monoin. The pasuk is talking about the Yetzirah. Mefanik minayir avdei. When you're young, he causes you to have tanugim. But vacharisoi. But at the end, yeah, monoin. So what's monoin have to do with testifying against you? So the Gemara says that we have to decode the word monoin. Shekein ba'at bach shal rabchia koirin l'sahada monoin. So we've heard of atbash. This is Atbach, not with a tough, with a test. But this is the Atbach of Rab Chia, Koirin L'Sahad Amonit. So Rashi goes through this in detail, we won't, and says that Rab Chia had a way of sometimes replacing letters. So the high level of what this means is that if you have two letters that together, their numerical value equals 10, 100, or 500. So the two letters can be swapped. So for example, Aleph is 1, Tes is 9, 1 plus 9 is 10. So being that these two letters slash numbers equal 10, so the Aleph can be exchanged with the Tes. Beis and Ches is the same way. Beis is 2, Ches is 8, together they're 10, which means if you see a Beis, Reb Chiya said you can switch the Beis and the Ches. Rashi goes through it in somewhat detail. But either way, if you use the Atbach Cheshben, then the word Monoin becomes Sahada. So v'acharisoy yemanoin, manoin means Sahada, he's going to testify against you. I saw that Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Netzutzei Or, v'ru'uyin hadvarim l'misha Amram, says that based on this Gemara, maybe we can understand another Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, daf vav amid beis, Amar Rav, matzasi megillas starim be'Rav Chiya. I found a hidden scroll in the yeshiva of Rav Chiya. The Kosovan, it said the following, a classic Shabbos Chazal. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Ovis Malachis Mem Chaser Achas, the Enei Chayiv Ela Achas. Very geshmaki Gemara, Mesech the Shabbos, Davov Amid Beis. But Rav said, I found a megillas starim. I found a hidden scroll, be'Rav Chiya. And the question is, what was this Megillah Starim? So said Rav Reuven Margolis, I think this is what it was. Because you see, Rav Chiya had Atbach, and this was his methodology. It was known as the Atbach Shal Rav Chiya. So Rav found a Megillah Starim, he found a scroll, but it was Starim, it wasn't written the way we would write it. It was written in code. What was the code? It was Atbach Shal Rav Chiya. So the Megillah Starim of Rav Chiya in Shabbos Davav and Beis is the Atbach Shal Rav Chiya in the Sech Tesukah Daf Nun Beis. Ravuna asks the steer. Except the pasuk says, "Ki ruach zenunim hissa." So the ruach zenunim is the eight zahara hissa, and it causes a person to do averis. V'ksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, "Ki ruach zenunim bekirba." So what's the difference? Hissa means it's coming from the outside. It's the Yetzahara mibachotz. Bekirbam sounds like it's inside of you. It's the Yetzahara mibefnim. Is it external or is it internal? So Rav Huna had a problem. It's a stira. Here it's mashma. The Yetzahara is outside. He's lurking, but he's outside of you. And here it's mashma. He's inside of you. So the Gemara says, Betchila hissam. He starts off outside of the Saif. Bekirbam eventually makes his way inside. Amar Rava, Betchila kari. Helach, ula besoiv kari oireach, ula besoiv kari. So again, more on the names of the eight Sahara. So you find that the eight Sahara initially is referred to as Helach, then he becomes oireach, and then afterwards he becomes ish. And Emma, what's this all based on? So it's based on psukim and shmul beis. Now the context over there is after the maisa of David and Bathsheba. We don't have time to really go through this pasuk properly. So the Navi came to David and he told David, you realize what you did? You took an Ish Yisish, Bathsheba, you had her husband killed, Uriah Hachiti, and the teichacha that the Navi gave David HaMelech was disguised in a mashal. So this pasuk is describing the mashal. Vayavei helech le'isha asher. There was a helech, a person, a traveler came to a wealthy person. And he asked him if he would give him some food. Now, this person was a great sikvir, could have given him whatever he wanted. But he had a neighbor that had a kisba achas ketana, had a small little sheep. He went, he took the sheep from his neighbor, and that's what he fed to this person. So the Navi told David HaMelech, he says, you're the king, you have whatever you want, and you had to take the kisba achas ketana from this person, Uriah Hachiti, right? That's the mashal, that's the nimshal. So in this pasuk, vayavei helech l'isha asher, say helech comes to the ishna asher, vayachmo l'kachas mitzayinoi. And what? He didn't want to give umib kare. Lasis le'ireach habali. He didn't want to give his own tzoy and his own bakar to who? To the oireach. Va'ikach es kivsas ha'ish. So instead he took the kivsa of the ish, harash of this poor person, va'yaseo le'ish haba'elof, and made it for the ish that came to him. So this person that comes in this mashal is first referred to as a helech. Va'yavai helech. He's a traveler. And the person didn't want to take his own tzayin and bakar to give it to the oireach, same person. Now he's referred to the oireach. So what did he do? He stole the kisbuk achas katana from his neighbor. Vayasel le'ish haba'elov. And he gave it to the ish. So it's the same person. He has three names in one pasuk. So it says the Gemara, who in the nimshal is this person? It's the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara that comes to try to get a person to do sometimes the unthinkable. So Rava said that you see from this pasuk the progression of the Yetzahara. Betchila kare helach. First, he's a traveler. He just coming through. Ula besoiv oireach. Then he stays for a little bit. He moves in for a week. Ula besoiv kare yesh. And before you know it, he becomes mamish, one of the family. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, on this note, Eiver Katan Yesh Lo La'adam. A person has an Eiver Katan, and Rashi says it's referring to the Eiver HaTashmish. Marivoy Soveya Maspia Ro'ev. And the way the Eiver HaTashmish operates is Marivoy, if a person starves it, Soveya, that's the way of satiating it. Maspia, if I cared, if a person satiates it, Ro'ev, then it makes him more hungry. And this is the point. The point is that the more a person feeds his Yetzahara, the more the Yetzahara is going to want. Amar Rav Chana Bar Acha, Amri Bei Rav. Arba Meschar Kalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are four entities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that he regrets creating. The Elohim, Golos, Kazdin, those are the Babylonians, Yishmaelim, V'yetzahar galus dechsev atam mali poy num Hashem ki lo kacham yichinam mali poy. Why do I do this? Kazdim dechsev hein eretz kazdim zeha am loy haya eretz kazdim halavai loy haya. I went to create Shmeilim dechsev yeshloyo oy halim l'shoydedem ubatuches markize. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is regretting doing this. And Yetzahara, the Yetzahara, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, "Bayoyimahun Um Hashem Oisva Hatzaleiv Anidacha Kabeitza Asher Hariyosi." As if I did something bad by creating the Yetzahara. This is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata. One more Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoichan, Molly Shalish Makrasal. We're not for the following three pesukim. The Smoite to Raglem Shal Seinem Shal Yisrael. The Yidden, not Seinem Shal Yisrael, literally means those that hate the Jews. But this is a euphemism. The Jews themselves. Were not for the following three psukim, the Jewish people would have no chance. But these three psukim will save the day. Chad, the first is this passage that we just mentioned. Vasher Hariyosi. Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I caused the Yidden to sin. So in the end of days, an alibi that the Yidden will have is, I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't do everything we were supposed to do. But you yourself admit, Vasher Hariyosi, you play a huge role in this. And as a result, that has to be a mitigating factor when it comes to judging us. V'chad, another pasuk, the pasuk says, Hine kachoymer b'yad ha-yoytzer, we can do whatever you want with us. You know, as much as we have free will, but at the same time, and as a result, you, on some level, are complicit with all our sins. And finally, the pasuk says, that you see from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to remove the Lev HaEven and I'm going to give you a Lev Basar, which seems to imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, he can remove the Yetzara. So why don't you remove the Yetzara? You saw this wasn't going in the right direction. So why don't you remove the Yetzara? The Gemara says, Rapapa said, Af me hai nami. I have another pasuk that I think you can learn this idea from, and that is the very next pasuk. It's the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at some point I'm going to give you a new ruach, which means you could have bailed us out. And from the fact that you didn't bail us out, that means on some level you're complicit. So these psukim, says the Gemara, il mole sholish mikrois halalu, Rapapa had a fourth pasuk, nismoite tu ragleim shal Yisrael exhale. So as it relates to today's daf, two ha'aris. The first tara is, the daf began, sort of, with a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Beis. The pasuk says, V'safta ha'aretz mishpachos mishpachos levad. And the pasuk goes on to describe in detail this hesped, V'safta ha'aretz, that's going to take place in the end of days. And this is going to be a hesped where all the Jewish people are going to be there. The men and the women are going to be separate. But everybody's going to be there. And there's going to be crying, and there's going to be hespedim, and it's going to be so dramatic that v'saftu alav kimispeid al hayachid. People are going to be mourning this deceased like one mourns a yachid. V'hamer alav k'hamer al habichar. That's a scene that was depicted by Zechariah and Perek Yud Beis. It's a glimpse into the other side, into what it's going to look like in La'asid Lavoi. And the Gemara said that there was a major machloikis tanoim. As far as Mesoira, what exactly this hesped was for that Zechariah was describing. Chadomar, one said, it was al-Mashiach bin Yosef Shenerek. Chadomar, and the other one said, it's al-Yetzahara Shenerek. So we'll speak out one ha'ara on Mashiach bin Yosef Shenerek, and we'll speak out one ha'ara on the Yetzahara Shenerek. So this Gemara is Exhibit A for the idea that in addition to Mashiach bin David, there's also going to be a Mashiach ben Yosef. So one of the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins is Ani Mamin b'muna shalema b'viyas ha-Mashiach v'afal pi sheyis mameya im kol zeh achakele b'chol yoyim sheyavoy. And this is something that every Yid has ingrained in him since he's a little child, that one day Mashiach's going to come and Mashiach's going to take all the Yid in Teretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Tishbi, and there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, but it all pivots around b'yas ha-Mashiach. And that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikre Emuna. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamims. It comes from the Rambam's Akdama to Perek Chelek. It's Yigdal Elohim Chai that we say every morning by Shachris. But the Ikur HaEmuna is Bevias HaMashiach. But the truth is, it's a little bit of a misnomer. Because really, it's not just one Mashiach. It's two Mashiachs. There's going to be the Mashiach, but prior to the Mashiach coming, there's going to be another Mashiach. The Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. But there's also going to be another Mashiach, and that Mashiach is Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, what's going to happen to Mashiach ben Yosef? That's the Gemara we just learned. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. He's going to be killed. So Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. And according to one man, the Omar, that's what this pasuk in Zechariah was describing when the pasuk says, V'safta ha'aretz, that it's referring to the hesped that is going to take place at the end of days for Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, as it relates to Mashiach ben Yosef, it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish on the Haggadah Shal Pesach. So this is the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Haggadah Shal Pesach that we spoke out a lot from when we learned Masechtes Pesachim. But this is on the Chad Gadya. So we're all familiar with the Chad Gadya. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's Pirish on the Chad Gadya, he says, Dvarim Niflon Ad L'Moed. The theme of the Vilna Gaon's Chad Gadya was that the Chad Gadya were the two Gedoye Izen. These were the two goats that Yaakov Avinu gave Yitzchak when he came to take the brachas away from Esav. And this is the way the Vilna Gaon starts. It's just a good maimer hamusker. Pirish. Klal gadol etzleinu. We have a very important rule. Shekol ha-toyve shahoyu v'shiyu oid. All the toyves that we've had and that we're going to have. Bein ba'olam hazeh u'bein ba'olam haba. Es kulam yorashnu be'aviseinu. We got all of it from our zedis. Be'esha birech Yitzchak es Yaakov. When Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov, that's when the Yidden had the right and the schus to have good things happen to them. V'lulei ha-brachas, were it not for those brachas, chasarnu es koil, we'd have nothing. V'akol hoyu le'esav, everything would have gone to Esav. This is the Vilna Gaon's opening remarks to his Pirish on the Chad Gadya. And then the Vilna Gaon says, if that's the case, what was the Siba for the Brachas? What did Yaakov do to get the Brachas from Yitzchak? Really, was going to go to Esav. V'asiba la Brachas ha'yishtei gediye yizim. These were the two groats. The Gemara Amru, V'chimacholo yishal Yitzchak ha'yishnei gediye yizim. No, echel le'pesach v'echel le'chagigah. This all took place on Pesach. And one of the goats was the Karban Pesach, and the other one was the Chagigas Yodalit. So if that's the case, says the Vilna Gaon, it comes out that the Karban Pesach and the Chagigas Yodalit were the reason that we have anything that we have. Kol ha-toivoy shahoyu v'sheyiyu oit. Bein ba'olam hazeh u'bein ba'olam haba. Es kulam yorashnu me'avoyseinu be'yishabirach Yitzchak ez Yaakov. V'lulei ha-brachos chasarnu es kol. V'akol hoyu le'esav. So it comes out, it's the chad gadya. It's the goat of the Karban Pesach, and it's the goat of the Chagigos Yodalit, that's the only reason that we have anything good in this world. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'yodua, shekol habrachos, all the brachos that Yaakov Avinu got from his father Yitzchak, Masa Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashon of the Bnei Yosef. He gave over to his son Yosef. He even gave him the Bechayra. And he says, if you want a hint to this, he says, because if you go through the Birchas Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, Ukeshabirach Yaakov Levanov, Bechol HaShvatim Leinem Eloshim Bracha. It doesn't say the word Bracha by any of the Shvatim. Ubiyosik Siv, Birchas Avicha Tieno Leroish Yosef. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's a remez, that the only one of the Shvatim where it actually says the word Bracha by his bracha was Yosef. Because Yosef Avinu didn't just get a bracha from his father, but kol ha-brachos that Yaakov got from Yitzchak, masna l'bnoi l'Yosef. The gamze yadua, says the Vilna Gaon. I'm going to tell you something else that you do. These are like yisoidei ha-yisoides that the Vilna Gaon is laying out, tucked away in Chad Gadya, literally Chad Gadya. Sha'ashmatim gavra kina b'neihem. That after Yosef HaTzadik got the brachas, so there was a tremendous amount of kina. Now you can understand why the brothers had all this kina. U'machras Yosef, so they sold Yosef, Lumit Limitzrayim, why? Kidei levatel habrachas v'abachayra, to be mevatel the brachas. So says the Vilna Gaon, that Yosef HaTzadik being sold to Mitzrayim was going to be a bittul in the brachas of Yitzchak to Yaakov. And if we would lose the brachas, we would lose everything. We'd end up having nothing. Which means that the story of Mechiras Yosef wasn't just a brother being sold by his brothers, not just Ben Adam Lechaveroi. But what's hinging over here is
kol habrachos shehayu v'sheyiyu bein ba'olam hazeh bein ba'olam haba. That's what's at stake over here. Everything is at risk now of being lost. Which means that when the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim somehow was going to save the brachos, and it was going to save the day on the deepest of deep levels. Because without that, we'd have no brachos, and we'd end up with nothing. Hakol hayu le'esav. Everything would have belonged to Esav. So says the Vilna Gaon, with this hakadama, you could start learning. You could start learning the Chad Gadya. This was a total digression. But the point is, says the Vilna Gaon, now I'm going to explain to you what's going on over here. And really, it's all about Chad Gadya. The Yidden are trying to get back the Chad Gadya, because those are the Shnei Gedoye Izen, which ultimately triggered the brachas that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov. And al zeh anu chayim, because if we don't have the Chad Gadya, we're not going to have anything. So says the Goyin, that if you start going through it, there was a Chad Gadya. These were the Shnei Gedoye Izen, V'asa Shunra. So he says the Shunra, the cat, has kina. The teva of the Shunra is to have a tremendous amount of kina. So V'asa Shunra, these were the brothers of Yosef, they were the kina. And the Shunra came, V'achlu L'Gadya. They ate the Gadya. They sold Yosef, and the objective was there should be no broch anymore. It was going to be Achlu L'Gadya. V'asa Kalba. But then the Kelev, V'asa Kalba v'nashach l'shunra. The caliph came, that was Parai. Parai, all of us, is referred to as a caliph in Chazal, said the Vilna Gaon, and he's now the one that's in charge, right? That's what happened. The Shunra eats the Gadya, sends him to Mitzrayim. That's Vasa Chutra. Chutra was the stick, the mat of Moshe. It hit Parai, and now Parai's is gonna let the Jews out, and because the Jews are gonna be let out, so now all of a sudden we're gonna get the brachas back. What happened then? Vasa Nura. Then the Yetzirah came. Vesaraf l'chutra. The Yetzirah came, and all the schusim that the Yidden had, everything that they got from leaving Mitzrayim, now the Yetzirah, that's the fire, is going to come and take that away. Vasa Mayiv a kavala Nura. But Mayiv is hoikol tzama l'chula Mayim. That's the Knesset Yisrael. We have the ability to overcome the Yetzirah. Vasa Torah. But then Edom came. Veshasa l'mayim gave the Yidden tzaras as well. Zvasa ha-shoichet. The shoichet came. Veshachal l'Torah. So who's the shoichet? That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef, again, that's the only reason we're mentioning this. So Mashiach ben Yosef came and he took out the Maya. The awesome Malach HaMoves, the Shachat L'Shoichet. That's today's daf. The Malach HaMoves comes and he's Shachat L'Shoichet. So who kills the Shoichet? It's the Malach HaMoves that's going to kill the Shoichet. Vasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shachat L'Malach HaMoves. And eventually we come back to Chad Gadya. But the Goyin says one geshmaka thing. We already mentioned this. We might as well finish it. That every single time you mention another step in the Chad Gadya, so we refer back to the beginning. Chad Gadya, right? You go back to Chad. Why are you always going back to Chad Gadya? He said, because what's happening over here? He says, as long as we're saved, we have the bracha. If we're out, we don't have the bracha. So this is all about reinstating the original Chad Gadya. And as a result, every step of the way, V'asa Shunra, V'achla L'Gadya. So when the Shunra comes, it takes out the Gadya. Now we don't have the Chad Gadya. But then later, when the Chutra comes and Atika L'Chalba, now we do have the Chad Gadya. It's a cheshbon, but we have to keep on holding cup of where it's all starting. But either way, we mentioned in today's daf the idea that the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed. L'asad L'avoy. Again, this was a total digression for some reason, but the Malach HaMavis is going to be, who's going to kill? It's the Va'asa Malach HaMavis V'Shachat L'Shoichet. That's the killing of Mashiach Ben Yosef that we're talking about in today's daf. I think we should just go to the next raid bite. And that is, so the Gemara said that according to one man, the Amad, this Hesped, if the end of days is going to be the Hesped of Mashiach Ben Yosef. But there was another pshat. It's going to be the Hesped on the Eight Sahara. And the Gemara said a Hesped on the Eight Sahara. Everybody should be so happy about the Eight Sahara. So the Gemara says, no, this is what's going to happen. L'asad L'avay, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Eight Sahara. And he's going to shecht the Eight Sahara. V'shoichtoi b'fnei ha-tzadikim u'b'fnei ha-rishon. Tzadikim nidmalem kehargavaya. The tzadikim are going to see the Eight Sahara. They're going to see a hargavaya. U'rishon nidmalem kechut ha-sayra. And when the Rishoyim are going to see the Eight Sahara, what they're going to see is a chut ha-sayra. And alolu boichem, alolu boichem. Tzadikim boichem. The tzadikim are going to cry. For they're going to say, "Hechi yachonu lichvash hargavaya." How are we able to scale this mountain? U'rishon boichem. The Rishoyim are also going to cry, and they're going to say, "Hechlo yachonu lichvash es achut ha-sayra." How were we able to not overcome what is only a chut ha-sayra? V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamay imam. And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in amazement about the tzaddikim, how they were able to overcome the Eight Sahara that they overcame. So l'asad l'avay, when we're going to see the truth, and it's going to be umal aretz deyah, and everyone's going to be able to see clearly in high definition, we're going to look at the Eight Sahara. The tzaddikim and the rishon are going to see the Yetzirah differently. The rishon are going to look at the Yetzirah, they're going to see a chut asayra. And the tzaddikim are going to look at the Yetzirah, and they're going to see a greisa barg, they're going to see a harkavaya. And the question that all the svarim talk about, open any sefer and sukkah daf nun beis amud aleph, and that is, so what is the Yetzirah? Is it a chut asayra? Or is it a higher gavaya? This is the end of days. At this point, there are no mirages. At this point, there's no Yetzirah that's not letting you see clearly. At this point, you should be seeing the truth. So what is the truth? Is the truth a chut asayra? Or is the truth a higher gavaya? So the Bali Musa say that the truth is the Yetzirah is a chut asayra. It's a chut asayra. However, a person who never experienced an avera thinks in his mind that the Yetzirah is much bigger than what it really is. And as a result, he sees it as a har gavaya. There's the allure of the forbidden fruit. That mayim genuvim yum taku, there's a concept that when a person can't have something, so he thinks that that thing that he doesn't have and that he can't have is who knows what it is. But then when he can have it already, he realizes, no, nishkeferlach. And that's the point. The tzaddikim, who were never nichshol in the Avera, they're going to see a har gavaya. They're going to see a mountain. And they're going to say, how are we able to overcome the Yetzirah? But the Rishon already overcame the Yetzirah. They were nichshol. They did the Avera again and again and again. And they're going to realize it's not what the tzaddik thinks it is. And that's why they're going to end up seeing it as a chut asayra. And not just that, they're going to end up living with tsar and with remorse that how are we so foolish to give up everything that we gave up for something that's so silly as a chut asayra. And this is what the Bali Musa say, every Bal Aveira at some point in his life. I mean, this is a glimpse into La'asad Lavoi, but the truth is, this is something that people live with, regret and charata, how a person makes mistakes, he does certain things, and then he lives his life thinking, heich lo yochonu lichpesh es chut asayra, as that, what was a chut asayra? For a chut asayra, the problem is, before the person realized that it was a chut asayra, he thought it was a har gavaya. And this is the Yetzirah. And this is the game, and this is the toiv and the ra and the chayim and the maves, and this is ubachartu bachayim, and this is why we're here, like the Ramchal says, to try to figure out a way to win it. But at the same time, this idea of knowing that right now there's a har gavoy that's standing in front of you, but just realize that when you get to the other side of that mountain and you're going to see it from the other perspective, you're going to be looking at a chut asayra. And you're going to spend a lot of time agonizing over heich lo yochonu lichbosh as chut asayra azeh. And the Bali Musa said, this is the Musa in this Gemara. The Musa is as the Yetzirah before a person does a taiva, it's mamish a har gavoy. But on the other side, he sees it already differently. It's a different perspective. And on that perspective, the perspective is going to be a chut asayra. This is the way it's going to be for the Rishonim that tzaddikim l'asad lavoi, but this is really the way it is for every person in his avodas hayetzer. But the bottom line is, this is what the Bali Musa say pshat is in this Gemara. But the Chasam Sofer, in a drasha, this was one of his Shabbat Shuvah drashas, he said a different pshat. He said a pshat based on what the Gemara says a little bit later on the Yomid. And that is, the Gemara said that the Yetzirah goes after a person. But ironically, and counterintuitively, but there's an idea of the greater a person is, the more powerful his Yetzirah is. Now, why that's the pshat? So that's already a whole different shmuz. But there's an idea of kol agadol mechaveiroi yitzro gadol imenu. So it says the Chasam Sofer, la'asad lavoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yetzirah. And he's going to shech the Yetzirah. And the tzaddikim are going to be there, and the Rishama are going to be there. The Rishama are going to look at the Yetzirah, they're going to see a chut asayra. The tzaddikim are going to look at the Yetzirah, they're going to see a har gavaya. And the question is, which one is it? Is it a chut asayra, or is it a har gavaya? So the Chasam Sofer, it's a chut asayra for the Rishon, and it's a har gavaya for the tzaddikim. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. For the Rishoyim that are on the lesser madrego, it's going to be a chut asayra. The tzaddikim that are on the higher madrego, kol agadol mechaveiro yitzroi gadol mimenu, and as a result, they're going to see a har gavaya. And again, it seems at first glance very, very counterintuitive. But that's what the Gemara says on the bottom of this Amid, also in today's daf, and the Chasam Sofer says that's the hesber in kol agadol mechaveiro. In the idea that the tzaddikim and the Rishon are going to see it differently because the Yetzirah is different for the tzaddik and the Rasha. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara says it's bigger for the tzaddikim. Oh, thus is the Gemara, said the Chasam Sofer. That the tzaddikim are going to see a har gavaya and the Rishoyim are going to see a chut asayra. But then the Chasam Sofer says the Dover Nifla. He says such a tremendous chizik. And
just this is a drasha that the Chasam Sofer gave, and he's clearly being mechazik Yidden. And listen to what he said. He said that the pasuk says, "Al har tzion shesh shomim shualim hilchu boy va'ato Hashem lo oylam teishef." Everyone knows this pasuk. Al har tzion shesh shomim shualim hilchu boy va'ato Hashem lo oylam teishef. So said the Chasam Sofer. We know. And the way the Chasam Sofer just explained the Gemara, that's why for the Rishon, the Yetzar is going to look like a Chot Asayr, for the Tzadikim, it's going to look like a Har Gavoya. So he said that I was thinking, V'hine, B'avoyneisenu Arabim, She'yirishamayim nisma'etes b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. He says, you look around, we don't have Yirishamayim like we once had. V'rabim Yisrael, there are many Yidin that are hoylchim b'batei mishtoyes, u'batei karkesiyoy shalehem. He says, you look around the world, Haskalah is raging at the time that the Chasam Sofer is giving this drasha. And he says, once upon a time, there were Yidden that were running to Bate Midrashis, about the Knesias, and now they're running to different places. That is, once upon a time there was Limanat Torah, and now people are harving on other things. And look around, and Yerushalayim is Misma Etes, Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Every single day it gets worse and worse. So the Chasam Sofer says, "Min aroy haya." If that's the case, in Cheshben, what should have came out is sheyir bottle koyach hayetzahara. Kol agadol mechaver yitzri gadol imenu. So why is it they have people? They wake up in the morning, they have such a burning yetzahara. It doesn't feel like a chot asayra. It looks like a har gavoya. Said the Chasam Sofer. What's the pshat? How you talking? How could that be? He says, I don't understand. If and Rishoyim is Nidlam Kuchat Asayra. So why do you have Rishoyim? People that ostensibly are Rishoyim, but at the same time they have a Yetzirah that's brent like a Har Gavaya. He said, it doesn't feel like a Kuchat Asayra. He says, you know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is because even a Rasha is much bigger than he thinks he is. He thinks he's a Rasha because he doesn't do all the right things. And a Chanami, he has problems that he has to deal with. About Philip the greatest Rasha in the world. Tif Arayin, he has an Neshama that's a Chelek Elikami Mal. And he's a person that's Gadol Mechaveroi. Because the Rishos and the Maisim and the things that he does doesn't necessarily negate the fact that Bishar Rasha is Bektusha. And deep down, he has the Eibishter that's residing inside of him. Such tremendous chizik. So the Chasam Sofer said, Al Har Tzion Sheshamem. He says, you look around at Har Tzion, you look at Klal Yisrael, look at the Jewish people. Shamem, it's ledig, it's empty, there's nothing there. Shualim Hilchubai. Who's the Shual? So the Chasam Sofer said, the Shul is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, our favorite Gemara. Dav Samech Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about the Maisa between Pappas Ben Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was on death row, and Pappas Ben Yehuda was on death row. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenitfast al divrei Torah, oy leilo Pappas, shenitfast al dvarim b'teilim. And that classic Gemara. So in that Gemara, Pappas Ben Yehuda tells Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing, Rabbi Akiva? You teaching Torah? He says, you teach, don't you know the Roman decree? How you teach Torah? They're going to find you and they're going to kill you. Why are you doing this? So Rabbi Akiva told the mashal, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. There was a fish and there was a fox that was trying to get the fish and the fish didn't want to come out. So the fox went over to the fish and he said, the fisherman, so the fish tells the fox, he says, Madach, when I'm over here, I'm at risk. Can you imagine if I leave Mokim Chiyusi, what kind of risk I'm going to be? Klai, so Rabbi Kiva told Babazim, it's the same thing. The Yidden, when we learn Torah, we're in danger. Can you imagine if we stop learning Torah, it's over. So how can we stop learning Torah? But the Chasam Sofer said, what do you see from the mashal that Rabbi Kiva told Babaz Ben Yehuda? The shul is the Yetzahar. He's the shul and the marshal. He's the Eitzar. So he said, Al har tzion sheshamem. I'm looking around at Klal Yisrael. They're shamem. Shualim hilchubay. The fox are running all over us. We're being fachat by the fox, by the Eitzahara, every single day. What's the pshat? How could it be? I thought, Kol agadol mechaveiro yitzre gadol imimenu. There's one teretz. Va'ato Hashem lo'olam teshev. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is Va'ata Hashem lo'olam teishev. It doesn't matter who, what, when, where. And like he quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Yisrael, afal pi shechoytem yikol mokem shrina shchunia beyeyem. The Yidden always have a shoyz hashchina. Va'ata Hashem lo'olam teishev. That's the Teretz. How is it possible that a har tzion sheshomem still shualim hilchuvay? It must be Va'ata Hashem lo'olam teishev. The Yitzhahara only wants Kedusha. It's all the Yitzhahara wants. I'm interested in people that have no Kedusha. The Yetzirah leaves the Umay Sa'ilim, like the Gemara said. The Umay Sa'ilim, that's a whole different cheshbon. But it's not the Yetzirah that we
talk about what we learn about the Gemara of Shiva Shemus Yesh Leil Yetzahara. He's Miskare Be Yisoyneim Shal Yisrael. Ubetamid Echachamim Yoysim Yikulam. And Kol Agadam Echaveri Yitzray Gadam Imenu. So if someone's a Yid because his mother's Jewish, and as a result, this person has a Yetzahara of his brand, what that means is, it means V'ato Hashem Lo'ilam Teshev. It means there's something you have that the Yetzahara wants. And if there's something you have the Yetzahara wants, that means you have Kedusha. And if you have Kedusha, that's what's going on. Reb Tzadik talks a lot about this idea, as you can imagine. And it's Tzidkes HaTzadik. This is Ois Mem Dalu. We'll end with this. He says, Mishi Yesh Lo Tshuka Gedoyla L'Tayves Aguf. Someone that has a Tshuka Gedoyla, Al Yis Atziv Bozeh. Shouldn't get depressed about it. He's going to say, that must mean I'm the worst person in the world. Like Ahu Sabal, Yo Novi told Abaya, when Abaya realized that this person was able to overcome his Yetzar more than he could, and Abaya felt terrible about it. And what did the Yetzar, what did Ahu Sabal, what did Yo Novi tell him? He told him, don't be upset. It says, Rab Tzad, in an ironic way, tshuka and taiva and chemda to do averis is a sign of the potential and the capability that a person has. And sometimes the more the Yetzirah brands, that's a sign that this person is actually capable of more. Obviously, he has to do something about it. But the point is that it's a sign, said the Chassam Sofer, the fact that he says that I'm looking around and I see Vastutzichta, that even now, even with the Haskalah raging, but still there's something the Yetzirah wants. Because every person that's being Nichshol is on some level of Kaddish. And he said that's the Tiefkeit of that Pasuk in Sefer Eicha.